Freshman Leah Johansson has adapted pretty easily to student life at Iowa State University. It helped that she was raised in Ames and already familiar with the campus. Still, there was at least one adjustment she had to make when she left homeschooling for college.
The only thing I had to get used to was constantly moving around all day and being just out in different classrooms all the time.
Johansson is one of 150 homeschooled students currently enrolled at Iowa State. Her parents never sent her off to public or private school, preferring to keep her at home where the class size was one.
I really enjoyed it because I could study as in-depth as I wanted to and could study really a wide variety of things.
The number of homeschooled students entering Iowa State is on the rise. In the fall of 2005, just one was admitted. Last semester, there were 49. They come to the university without the typical high school resume. Few have ever had their coursework graded. There's no class ranking for admission officers to consider. The director of admissions at ISU, Phil Caffery, says this means there's more paperwork to go through.
We ask them to provide us with essentially a transcript that shows us each of the courses that the student has studied from ninth grade through the senior year.
The method used by the University of Iowa to evaluate homeschooled students was similar at the time 22-year-old Daniel Menzel of Des Moines applied for admission a few years ago.
It was just a beast of a document we had to put together. We had to get recommendation letters, we had to get book lists, curriculum we used.
This is how Daniel's mother, Denise, remembers it.
We really had to put his high school education into a three-ring binder. I called it my magnum opus.
Daniel Menzel says Iowa's admission office has stopped asking homeschool students for the amount of detail he supplied.
I'd like to think we played a part in that. They look through this 500-page document, and, okay, fine, you're in.
Daniel's sister Rachel breezed through the admissions process at Grandview University in Des Moines, pretty much applying and being accepted on the same day.
It was a day that we had come there. I think it was for a scholarship day. And then the admission counselor was like, okay, well, now that you're in, we can go this. I'm like, oh, wait, it got accepted. It was just really easy. It wasn't anything as complex as what Dana went through.
There is one thing colleges and universities cannot overlook when appraising the academic achievements of homeschoolers: their scores on the SAT or ACT. These exams may be the first standardized tests many homeschooled students have ever taken, and yet they need to notch a decent mark if they hope to enter college. Phil Caffery in ISU's admission office says it's not entirely fair.
What I don't like about it is that we're placing a lot of emphasis then on one exam that is taken on a Saturday morning for a 3 or 4 hour period, and who knows what the student did the night before and whether they had breakfast that morning and all that sort of stuff.
Iowa State Frosh Leah Johansson aced her test. She scored high enough to be named a National Merit Scholarship winner. And yet some of the schools in which she was interested questioned her academic credentials.
I think one college said I needed to come in and do an interview because I was homeschooled. I'm like, what is this even? Didn't make any sense.
So how do homeschooled students perform once they're on campus? Well, judging from their grade point averages, pretty well. According to figures gathered by Iowa State's admission office, they record GPAs above 3.0, slightly higher than their cohorts who attended high school. The University of Iowa student Daniel Menzel thinks he knows why. He says schooling at home helps develop the study habits necessary to do well at college.
Doing a lot of the independent work in high school takes you away from kind of the spoon-fed mentality you have. I'm going to sit in this desk and the teacher can tell me everything I know. It really puts emphasis on you learning. I think you learn better that way.
At times, homeschooling also means spending full days in one-on-one learning situations, a very different experience than most young people have in public or private schools. An English professor at Iowa State says this can sometimes lead to an awkward transition to the larger classrooms of college. David Russell recalls one overenthusiastic freshman he taught who had been homeschooled.
He sat in the middle of the classroom and tried to answer every question. And when I called on other people and ignored him, he got kind of bothered by that.
Russell says he sat down with the young man, pointed out what was going on, and from then he was a model student. Leah Johansson has been a standout as well.
I got a 4.0 last semester, so I think I'm doing okay.
She's a double major in international studies and technical communications, planning a trip to China. Daniel and Rachel Menzel are also scoring A's. Daniel plays clarinet in the Hawkeye Marching Band. Rachel is a sophomore working to be a nurse. Proud father Paul Menzel says their accomplishments confirm his family's decision to homeschool.
It's almost like it validates everything that you've put your heart and soul into for the last 12, 13 years. And they're like, wow, okay, so I guess they can compete with the other people. And it's just a nice feeling.
Daniel Menzel, by the way, is studying elementary education at Iowa. He says with a small smile he wants to teach in the public schools. In Ames, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.